Okay, welcome back, everybody, to our learning at Shari. We are adaptable, Baruch Hashem. So we are learning the Zeichen Nishmasa and Luyilui Nishmasa, Miriam Fron, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaHasham, Nishama Shemir, a continuous aliyah in the schos of these Divrei Torah. It was just her yahrzeit this past Sunday, and she should be an advocate of the Tova for her whole family and all of us who partake of these learning sessions. Shiorim, Zeichen Nishmasa, and we thank the Fron family very, very much for their continued commitment to the Harbatos HaTorah, Zeichen Nishmas, their mother, Allah HaShalom. So we spent the past few weeks exploring the idea of, do we compare to other generations or do we not compare to other generations? So I think the consensus is we do not, but we had a very beautiful, I think, in-depth exploration of the idea that Noach is Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya Bidor Asaf. Noach was a righteous man. He was pure in his generation. It's almost just by the door. Perfect. Thank you for helping us.
Will people know you're here?
Excellent.
We'll see.
A couple more might come.
How will they know where you are?
I posted it on the chat where I am, so I hope they'll see. Thank you very, very much.
No, we have
very helpful.
Oh, we can see if people
very
come.
Helpful.
We can see if anyone
okay,
come.
Let's go. So what we are going to do is we are going to go... Oh, you could see if another lady comes and you'll tell them. Okay, we're going to go back to the Sefer now that we offered a number of answers as we have to as to how we understand that Noach is compared to Avram in his generation. Fine, let's go. We're on page 263 of the Sefer. Since we don't really have the Sefer, it's fine because I read it and I give a running commentary the whole time and bring additional sources. Okay, I'm going back a little bit. The Sefer Bavavi Mishkan Evna, building a sanctuary in the heart. We're in the section called the essence of the I. I is capitalized and in quotation marks, the essence of the I. So our will is to do your will. Ritzoneinu la'aso ritzonecha. Our will, why is there a chat? Our will is to do your will. Okay, if the soul would not contain, and I'm starting in the middle of the page, even though we did this already, so I'm just going to, because for the past 3 weeks we've been discussing another topic, I'm just taking us back to where we were, okay? If the soul would not contain any element of Hashem's will, one would never be able to escape the will of the eye to accept the will of the Creator. So in other words, because the neshama contains an element of the Ribbono Shel Olam, like it says in Iyov, it is a chelek Elokai mima'al, our soul is a portion of God from above, it automatically contains an element of automatically Hashem's will because it's part of God. So just like Hashem has a ratzon, which is the absolute ratzon, so my soul has part of that absolute ratzon. Why? Because it is an emanation of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And if my soul did not have that element of Hashem's will, I would never be able to escape the will of the I, to accept the will of the Creator. But because there is some expression of Hashem's will deep in the soul, one can enter into Hashem's world. Every Jew has an inner sense of our will is to do your will. Right? This is just incredible. I was so moved. We had some guests Friday night, totally anonymous. I'm not saying any details at all. And one of the women was telling us her story. And she grew up Christian. If you saw her, she looks like a Beis Yaakov girl. She grew up Christian. Her mother is Jewish. And her father is not Jewish. And her mother actually converted to Christianity. Not only did she marry a non-Jew, she converted to Christianity. This girl, Mamish, looks like a Beis Yaakov girl. But she said, and I was so moved, her mother, they grew up like in the church. They always went to church. Her mother converted out. Sent her to Chabad Sunday School. Not to reform Judaism, whatever they call it. Not to conservative, to Chabad. And then when she was 18, somehow the Chabad Rabbitson, she was supposed to go somewhere, it didn't work out. The Chabad Rabbitson arranged for her to go to seminary. So I can't judge the mother's life situation in Nisyonos. I have no idea. Obviously, it's extremely tragic and halachically problematic that she married a non-Jew and made those life choices, but I have my own problems. That's not what I'm commenting on. It's such an unbelievable, powerful example of the fact that it's such an unbelievable and powerful example of the fact that inside the neshama of every yid is part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because why? That mother, could you imagine? I can't even imagine the shchuyos that the mother has for saving her daughter's neshama. How did she save her daughter? Even though she was living a Christian life, and she was married to a non-Jew, and she converted out, and they went to the church every week. She sends her daughter to Chabad. It shows you about the Jewish neshama. It shows you how deep inside the Jewish neshama is the desire to do the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. I was so moved by this. Like my daughter said, look at the Pintaliyid. But I also said the Zchuyos to this woman. Because how many mitzvahs does she fulfill? Probably, I mean, we fulfill, I make many mistakes. I'm not judging. I'm just stating a fact. The fact of the reality is that she probably does not do many mitzvahs. If any at all. But, Kol Matzil Nefesh Achas Mitzrael, Sanhedrin Laman Zayin Aleph, Kiilu Hitzu Olam Alei. She sent her daughter to Chabad. And that Chabad Rabbitson is the one who sent her to seminary. Say the daughter Shomer's Torah Mitzvos. Why? Because the soul, deep inside the Jewish soul, has some expression of Hashem's will. It was just unbelievable. And therefore, one can enter Hashem's world. Every Jew has an inner sense of Ritzoneinu La'aso Ritzonech. It says Maseches Brachos 17:8. Every Jew has an inner sense of Ritzoneinu La'aso Ritzonech. So even someone who is so far removed from Yahadus that they made these life decisions, again, I'm really not judging because I have my own problems and I'm going to be answering for. But the fact that she has in her, deep in her soul, the desire to do Ratzon Hashem, she sent her daughter to Chabad. It's unbelievable. Because the soul is inherently bound with Hashem's will. None of this would be possible if the soul was not bound up with Ratzon Hashem. And even the will of the I, meaning what is my will, is only a garment over Hashem's will. Deep down the I, which superficially wants material things, and which superficially wants even forbidden things, is only a covering over Hashem's will. This is a real life, you know, illustration of how deep, how far reaching the will of the I could be, how extensive the desire for material things and forbidden things could be. And yet, nevertheless, it's only a covering over Hashem's will. The mashal is given, it's not my own mashal, famous mashal about like a kerosene lamp. I think we've said it here before. I don't remember. But a kerosene lamp, there's a flame inside, but the kerosene makes soot black. It causes the glass to be blackened. So the longer it burns, the darker and darker the outside of the glass gets. And if you don't clean off the soot, if you don't clean off the black, soon you won't be able to see the flame because you haven't cleaned, you haven't maintained the purity of the glass. But the kerosene flame is still burning. You just can't see it. But it doesn't mean it's not burning. It's there. It's just so covered up. It becomes sometimes impossible to see. But if you clean the glass, what you'll see is that the flame is still there. And because the soul is there, it was just unbelievable. And here, and it's such a, I didn't plan it, but I mean, it's mamash a purposeful example of what the Mechaber here is speaking about. Therefore, even if you want material things, and even if you want forbidden things, it's only a covering. That's not really who you are, and that's not your true ratzon. If so, the human personality is made up of three levels or layers. What's the deepest, most inner layer? There's Hashem's will. Why do you have Hashem's will? Because your neshama is part of Hashem. It's an emanation from God. So by definition, the most inner essence of you is Ratzon Hashem, Hashem's will, because that's what your neshama is. Covering that is the will of the I. And every time he puts in the I, he puts it. Why is everyone saying it's not recording? I am recording. I'm recording as I always record. I don't know. They're nervous about me. Why?
You're not recording on the Zoom.
I never record on the Zoom. Okay. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Thank you for your concern. I'm not being facetious. I'm being serious. If so, the human personality is made up of three levels or layers. Deep down, there is Hashem's will. Covering that is the will of the I to do Hashem's will. And covering that is the will to oppose Hashem's will, Chas v'Shalom. So sometimes your will is not in opposition to God's will. It's just like you have a will for material things. It's not necessarily in opposition to Hashem's will. Okay? But then there's sometimes the will to actually oppose Hashem's will, which is like, okay, tonight I want to go to McDonald's for supper, which obviously no one thinks that Micha Haaretz is going to be doing that, and no one here is going to be doing that. But that is the will that actually opposes Hashem's will. So when you want to work in Avodas Hashem, you cannot jump from your improper will to Hashem's will. Everything happens in increments. Anything we do in Avodas Hashem has to happen in stages. You must first traverse the intermediate stage, in which there is an I that also wants to do Hashem's will. So in other words, you can't go from the outermost, I want to transgress Hashem's will, to the innermost essence of only doing Hashem's will. You have to go through the bridge. The bridge is the covering of the I, the middle layer. It's very interesting because Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, in one of his essays in Covenant and Conversation, talks about Yitzchak Avinu. Avram was like the initiator. Avram is the dawn of a new day. He was Mesachin Tfilas Shachris. It's the dawn of a new day. Mesachus Brachos Chav Avram Beis. The Gemara says that the patriarchs were Mesachin the three Tfilos. How do you know? Because Avram Yud Tash Chav Zayin Vayashkim Avram Baboka Alam Makom Asher Matcham Es Pnei Hashem. Avram established the morning prayer. Yitzchak Chav Dal Tzamech Gimel, last week's Sedra, Vayetze Yitzchak Lesuach Basad Lifnos Erev, Vayisa Eina Vayar Vihineg Malim Ba'im. Yitzchak went out to pray in the field towards the evening. So the Gemara says that Yitzchak established the afternoon prayer, Mincha. And finally, Yaakov, Tvilas Arvis, Parshas Vayetze. Next week's Sedra, Chav Ches Yir Aleph, Vayivka b'makom v'yalan shem ki baha shemesh v'yikach ma'avnehem makom v'yasim rasha sal v'yivka b'makom eim p'kia ela tfila. Yaakov established the evening prayer. Okay? So Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks says, Avram represents the dawn of a new day. He established the morning prayer, shachris, and he represents the dawn of the new religion, the monotheism in the world. Yaakov established the Arvis prayer, the nighttime prayer. He represents galus. Yaakov lived a life of galus. He first lived by Laban for 20 years, and it was a difficult time by Laban, and at the end of his life, 17 years in Egypt. Arvis is night. Night is a time of confusion, darkness. It represents metaphysically exile. So whereas Avram established a new dawn, and that corresponds to his prayer, Yaakov established the evening prayer, which corresponds to nighttime, darkness, exile. What's Yitzchak? What's Mincha? He wasn't an initiator of anything. Most of what he did went in his father's footsteps. This week's Sedra, verse 20, chapter 26, Paruch Avav, Avram dug wells, Yitzchak dug wells. Avram's wife was barren, Yitzchak's wife is barren. Furthermore, we know very little about Yitzchak. Very little. Avram took him to the Akedah, he went to the Akedah. He's very enigmatic of the Avos, the most enigmatic. We know very, very little about him, but he doesn't initiate anything new. In fact, he follows in his father's footsteps most of the time. He is not a great initiator. He's also not a man of exile. He was the one who wasn't allowed to go into exile because he was the Ola Tamima on the Akedah, the pure sacrifice. He actually wasn't allowed to go into exile. So what do we learn from Yitzchak? Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks says that Yitzchak, like Mincha, is a bridge. He's not a great initiator of anything new. He doesn't tell us the story of exile, but without the bridge, you can't go from point A to point B. Yitzchak represents the bridge. Just like afternoon, he says, is a bridge between morning and evening. Morning's the start of the day. Evening is winding down. What's afternoon? It's just afternoon. It's part of the day. But without the bridge, going from point A to point B is impossible. You can't traverse any deep chasm. You can't cross any river, any valley without a bridge. That's the koach of Yitzchak Avinu. And Rabbi Jonathan Sacks says it's crucial for Klal Yisrael. Every generation needs the bridge from one generation to the next. Not everyone is the great initiator. And not everyone, even though most people, not everyone faces the unbelievable trials of Yaakov Avinu. But every generation has the achrayus, the responsibility. Even we know, Doma Klaster Panav, Rashi to Parak, Chavhei Pasuk Yitesh, the first Pasuk of the Sedra, Rashi tells us that Yitzchak's resemblance was so striking, it was exactly like Avram's face. He went in his father's ways. But that too is so important for the continuity of Knesset Yisrael, because without the bridge, you don't have the transition from one generation to the next, from one stage to the next. Why am I bringing that up? Because that's what this reminds me of. You have to traverse the intermediate stage. If you want to go from one point A to point B, you need a bridge. So if you want to go, you want to be a chozer b'teshuva. Now you want to stop doing everything forbidden. You're going to become the biggest tzaddikus. You're only going to do Hashem's will. It's not so realistic. Of course, we all want to go from not sinning to doing absolutely only Torah mitzvahs, but we also have to be realistic and we have to do things in stages. Okay, so that is, who's that? Who's stages? Who's the bridge? Yitzchak Avinu. We all need a bridge in our lives, never mind in the nation, to take us from point A to point B, whether the bridge is sheer attendance, whether the bridge is more Tehillim, whether the bridge is increasing our tefillah. We need something to get us, to allow us to cross from one place to another place where you want to be. You must first traverse the intermediate stage in which there is an I that also wants to do Hashem's will. The Pasuk says, okay, in Mishlei, if you remember, from all three classes. We took a break. Remember, we were in this little kuntras of Rav Shamsher Falhirsch on Mishlei. Okay, I quoted from it before we started talking about Noach. The pasuk says, "When Hashem favors the ways of a man, even his enemies will make peace with him." And that pasuk is Birtzos Hashem Darchei Ish Gam Oivav Yashlim Ito. When Hashem favors the way of a man, even his enemies will make peace with him. So Rav Shamsher Falhirsch, the great Torah luminary Rav Shamsher Falhirsch, on the whole, if you have enemies and antagonists, says Rav Hirsch, rather than scheming on ways to fight them, it were better that you concentrate on perfecting your own life and intensifying your duty observance. There's two ways to fight your enemies. One way is to go out and try and fight your enemies, take nakama, go out against them, fight evil with evil. The other way is to improve yourself and improve who you are. Shem Shafal Hirsch says on this pasuk, on the whole, someone wants to know what pasuk it is. That's a good kasha. Okay, thank you. It's Mishlei Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Zayin. Okay, Mishlei 16:7. Birtzos Hashem Darchei Ish, when Hashem desires the ways of a man, when they are pleasing to God, Gam Oivav Yashlim Ito, even his enemies will make peace with him. So what's the key to making peace? Birtzos Hashem Darchei Ish, make your ways pleasing to the Ribono Shel. It doesn't say to go out against your enemy with a sword. It doesn't say go out against your enemy with fighting. It doesn't say your enemy spoke Lashon Hara, so you should speak Lashon Hara. Your ways should be pleasing to God, and then your enemies will make peace with you. On the whole, if you have enemies and antagonists, rather than scheming on ways to fight them, it were better that you concentrate on perfecting your own life and intensifying your duty observance. This mashal, I don't know if it's a mashal, it's a true story. It's brought down in the Sefer by Rabbi Daniel Z. Feldman, who's one of the Yerusha Yeshivos. He's also an expert on laws of Shemiras HaLashon. It's called False Facts and True Rumors. False Facts and True Rumors. I'm just giving you my source of where this is brought down. It is told that one day Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was walking by two boys and they were fighting. About were they fighting? About who's bigger, who's more important, who's taller. So this one said, I'm tall, and this one said, I'm tall. This one said, I'm bigger, that one said, I'm bigger. Finally, one of the boys pushed the other boy down, and he said, ha, I'm bigger than you. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, if you want to be bigger than him, you don't need to push him down. You need to stand yourself up on a box. And I think that relates very much to Rav Shamsher and Falhirsch is saying, if you want to fight with your enemies, rather than scheming on ways to fight them, you don't have to go around pushing anybody down, whether it's with words or with money, or chas v'shalom, all cases chas v'shalom physically. It is better that you concentrate on perfecting your own life and intensifying your duty observance. In this way, instead of enmity on earth, you will acquire God's amity. Instead of bringing more hatred into the world, more fighting in the world, you will acquire Hashem's friendship. And if your conduct is agreeable to Hashem, if your conduct, if your behavior is agreeable, birtzos Hashem Darchei Ish, if a person acts in a way that is pleasing to Hashem, God will make your moral valor appreciated by your peers as well. When you put yourself on a box instead of pushing other people down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and man recognizes how valuable this person really is. And therefore, if your conduct is agreeable to Hashem, Birtzos Hashem Darchei Ish, God will make your moral value appreciated by your peers as well. Gam Oivav, also his enemies, Yashlim Ito, will have peace with him and will change their animosity into esteem. They will start to respect you. Why will they start to respect you? Because they realize you're not fighting fire with fire, words with word, and sword with sword. You're letting them be the enemy, the Russia that they want. Well, you're building up yourself. You are perfecting your own life and intensifying your duty observance. That's Rav Shamsher Falhirsch to the pasuk that our author just quoted. So going back to the bottom of page 263, we just expanded upon the pasuk according to Rav Hirsch. The pasuk says, when Hashem favors the ways of man, even his enemies will make peace with him. Top of page 264. When the I forgoes its personal interests, okay, the I, our personal interests, might be what we want, might be what I want, it might not be what the Ribono Shel wants. When the I forgoes its personal interest, then you will start to desire Hashem's will. The Gedolim was totally mevato, their own ratzon. They don't have a ratzon. Their only ratzon is to do what Hashem wants. That's not even a ratzon of self. That's not even a ratzon of I. It's only what the Ribono Shel wants. How far, 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 far away is the simple folk? How far, far away from that am I? So often we want Hashem to do our will. Adarabah, we tell Hashem in our tefillah a whole list of what He should be doing for us. So I'm telling Hashem what my will is. Adarabba, my will should only be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you forgo your personal interest, if you desire Hashem's will, you will no longer have this struggle. You will no longer have conflict between these two layers of self, between what is the Ratzon Hashem, God's will, and what is the Ratzon of the I, my will. You will come to negate that will. What prevents unconditional love, therefore? A person senses only the will of his I, and does not feel Hashem. It's something we have to work on all the time, that we have to negate our will before the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if a person only senses the will of his I, only, and he does not feel Hashem, there can't be v'ahavt Hashem alkecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha, b'chol. It doesn't say half your heart, half your soul, half your resources. A person must love God with his whole entirety of being, with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his resources. How do you do that? Only by negating the I. I've told this over to you before, but a long time ago. A pasuk says in Devar and Parakei, pasuk B's, Ba'anochi omeid ben Hashem uveinechem ba'esahi, la'agid lam esot Torah zos, esam mitzvos, I forget the end of the pasuk. That's why I'm looking it up. Parakei pasuk beis is Shemos. When Paro says, Mi Hashem Hashem b'kolo, lo yedati es Hashem, v'gam Yisrael lo shalech. Another example of someone doing his own will over the will of Hashem. Tvar and Parakei pasuk hei. Anochi yomei bin Hashem u'b'nechem b'isahi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I stood between Hashem and you at that time. L'hagid l'cham es tvar Hashem. I said the pasuk a little bit wrong. To tell you the word of Hashem. So listen. This is by Matan Torah. Moshe is about to re-say the Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Veschanan. And he says, Anochi I, omeid ben Hashem u'b'nechem, stand between you and God, b'isahi at that time. L'hagid l'cham es tvar Hashem. To tell you the word of Hashem. The great Kotzke, Rav Menachem Mendel Mikotz, Chusa Yagen Aleinu, darshins this pasuk as follows. If you want to accept the Torah, if you want to hear Devar Hashem, Lahagid Lacham is Devar Hashem, if you want to know what the word of God is, you have to remove your Anochi. How? In the level of Drash, Anochi, it is the eye of man, Omeid ben Hashem u'b'nechem, that stands between man and God. Anochi, don't look at it as Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Drashic interpretation. It is the Anochi of man. It is the I, which is everything that the Mechaber is talking about. It is the I of man, not E-Y-E. I want, I need, I have, I feel. It is the I, it is the Anochi that is an impediment, a barrier, between you and God at that time. At what time? At the time when it comes to hearing the word of God. At the time when it comes to Torah and mitzvot, to nasa v'nishma, which is, by the way, something that should be every day in our lives. Every day, you alechem kechadashim. Every day, the Torah mitzvot should be new in our eyes. What's the greatest impediment and barrier to accepting Torah mitzvot? The anochi of man. The I, which is exactly what the author is talking about. That is what stands between us and Hashem at that time. So therefore, a person, as long as the personal interests are dominant within, and Hashem's will is not dominant within, one is far from the proper oneness with Hashem. Okay? I want to quote from the Sefer Faith Over Fear, which my friend Rifka Krischer inscribed.
Fine.
Doesn't have a date, actually, so I'm not sure when it's from, but a couple years ago?
I gave it to her as a gift.
Right.
What's the date?
I mean, not
she
the
thought
date.
I wrote it.
Who's the
author? Oh!
Well, usually when you...
No, thank you for all the amazing sharing. I have so much hakar. So tov lav Rivki Krischer. Dear Micha. No, Faith Over Fear, Path to Bitachon. Adapted from a Rabbi Chil Yitzchak Peres Vadim and Sefer Madregas HaAdam by Rabbi Yehuda Kielsen.
I just got it.
Okay, so I want to quote from the Sefer.
Just
okay?
Okay. Last week. Really? Just got it in our house last week.
That was cute. Here we go. Okay. Where am I up to? Okay. I forgot to bring a sitter, and we're not in the main room. Okay. Let's go. There's a bracha that we say daily regarding Kosh Baruch Hu's role as a... Okay, so this is from, I just said, Faith Over Fear, Path to Bidachon, compiled by Rabbi Yehuda Kielsen. Okay? I'll just tell you what it is. It's Rabbi Yechiel's Peres Vadim on the Sefer Madregas HaAdam, the levels of man, as elucidated by the Alter of Novardak. Okay? So that this is expanding on those vadim, and it's compiled by Rabbi Yehuda Kilson, Faith Over Fear. There's also another one called Open Your Eyes, I believe, my son. It's also a newer one. Okay, fine. Here we go. There's a bracha that we say daily regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role as the subject of our trust. We say in the Shmona Esrei, I forgot, do you see a sitter? Do you have a sitter, Rivka?
Okay,
right here.
There's a sitter right there. It's Alat Sadikim V'Alat Chasidim V'Alat. Thank you. Talking about the bracha and the Shemona Esrei in the Amida. Thank you very much. Perfect. So convenient to give shir in the show office. Okay. Al ha-tzadikim over the righteous, v'al ha-chasidim over the pious, v'al ziknei. Oh, I dive in nesuch svard. This is awesome. It doesn't matter. It's a little different. V'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael. No, it's okay. It doesn't matter. The gears is basically the same. And over the elders of your nation, as of Israel, while pleitas, I say beis ofrim. Do you have an Ashkenaz or Sfar?
Ashkenaz.
Sfar.
Ashkenaz.
Okay, I'll say a pleitas beis ofrim. Okay. On the remainder of their sofrim. So here you're talking about Hashem, the scribes, for the righteous and for the pious and for the elders and for the scribes. V'al geirei hatzadek, for the righteous converts. V'aleinu yehemu narachamecha. I say na. Here it doesn't say na. What does it mean, yehemu narachamecha? So I'm going to tell you what it means, okay? Hashem Elokeinu v'sein tzachar tov l'chol habodchim b'shimcha v'emes, and give good reward for all who trust in your name with truth, v'sim chalkeinu imahem, and put our portion with them, with those who have bitachon l'olam, forever, v'lo nevosh ki v'chal v'tachnu, we should not have any shame, because in you we trust, baruch atah Hashem, mishan v'tachot tzadikim, blessed is God, who is a fortress and a trust for the righteous. So what is yehemu narachamecha? What does it mean? Yod Hei Mem Vav. What is Yamuna Rachamecha? So let us quote from Faith Over Fear. There's a bracha we say daily regarding Kosh Baruch Hu's role as the subject of our trust. We say in the Shmona Esrei, blessed are you, Hashem, the support and trustworthy one of the righteous. The bracha begins with a curious phrase asking for God's mercy. We just read the Lashon of the bracha. On the righteous, the pious, the elders of your nation, the house of Israel, the remnants of their scribe, the righteous converts upon us, Yehemuna Rachamecha, may your mercy murmur. Murmur. M-U-R, M-U-R. What does it mean for your mercy to murmur? Imagine a baby crying in an otherwise empty room. He is panicking. He does not see his mother. He works himself into hysterics, crying so hard the tears flow into his ears. He's even too small to turn over. All he wants is his mother. His face is deep red, almost purple. His arms and legs flail furiously. Suddenly, his mother comes running. She snatches him up. All the while, she's crooning, oh, you silly baby. Do you think mommy had forgotten you? Mommy would never forget you. I was making a little bath ready, just the way you like it. The infant sobs gradually slow and then subside as he presses against his mother's warm body and absorbs her soothing voice. Why does the mother bother speaking with the baby? Does he understand anything she is saying? The mother may have an M.A. in English literature, a master's. Let's say, I'm going to say better. That she has a Ph.D. in English literature. She has a doctorate of education. It's meaningless to the baby. He doesn't care how brilliant the mother is. What is the only thing he wants? He wants his mother to murmur to him. He doesn't understand. She could give the best dissertation. She could be the greatest scholar. That's not what he wants. We have an instinct that when we want to comfort someone, we speak to them, even if they don't understand. It's so true. It's the sounds, the tone, the voice alone are what is comforting to the baby. I think it's instinctive that you're talking to... What?
What did she say?
Do you not want it on recording, what you're saying? Yeah. Does she not want it on recording because you were whispering? It's on recording. You don't want to say it. Okay, fine. Okay. The sounds, the tone, and the voice alone are comforting to the baby. Tell me after, please. As everyone else in the room knows. Okay, the sounds, the tone, and the voice alone are comforting to the baby. Similarly, we say to the Eibishter, let your mercy murmur on us. Oy vey, my sweet good kinderlach, Am Yisrael, Sadik Malach, Chasid Malach, Let your compassion come and comfort us. Hashem, we ask, envelop us with your soothing, calming affection. So even if we don't understand the language of the Rosh, I mean, we have Torah, but it's a billion, trillion, infinitely times deeper than anything we understand. Rosh Hashem Pinkas writes that in one of his Sfarim. He writes in the Sefer, Sha'arim B'Tfila, where Pinkas says that one of the greatest nisim is that we could understand anything in Torah. Torah is Ribbono Shel Olam. We can't understand Ribbono Shel Olam. He says it's one of the greatest miracles and chasadim of Hashem that you could understand something in Torah. Because we don't understand anything about Hashem. So what do we say Hashem murmur to us? We might know, we don't understand the language of Hashem. One Hasidic rabbi said, I forgot what John has brought down a great Jewish saying. It's a famous quote. If I understood him, I would be him. But we want Ribbono Shel Olam to murmur to us, to comfort us. And then the bracha continues. Give good reward to all who trust in your name. V'sein sachar tov l'chol habodchim b'shimcha ba'emes. Who are these additional people who trust in Hashem's name? We already mentioned the tzatikim. We already mentioned the chasidim. We already mentioned the zakenim. We already mentioned the sofrim. We already mentioned the gerim. Who exactly are we talking about that were not included in any of those categories? The righteous, the pious, the elders, the scribes, and the righteous convert. Who else are we talking about? Weren't the Bali Bitachon already included in the category of those devout people? Who is the Chol Habotchim B'Shimcha Ba'emes? And all who have Bitachon in your name and truth. The Bracha implies an amazing lesson about Bitachon. Bitachon is not the sole province of the righteous, the pious, the leaders, the learned Jews. Bitachon is sitting out in the open for anyone who wants to grab it. Anyone at any level can make himself a Baal Bitachon. You don't have to be a tzaddik. I mean, we always try, but you don't have to be the tzaddik adar. You don't have to be the chassid in the language of Chazal. It doesn't mean we think chassidim today. It means pious. You don't have to be the sofrim. The zakenim are zeshakana chachma. The zakenim are the elders of the years. You don't have to be those people. You could just be a regular pasha de yid. And you could tap into the koch of the chol habolchim b'shimcha b'emes. To all those who trust in your name in truth. There's something a similar... I can find it quickly. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it right now. A similar var... Here we go. Baruch Hashem. In Hallel, which is Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel through Kuf Yud Ches of Tehillim. Okay. Yisrael Batach B'Hashem Ezram U'Maginam Hu. Israel trusts in God. This is based on something I mentioned Rabbi Shai Shef to say many years ago. Yisrael Batach B'Hashem Ezram U'Maginam Hu. The nation of Israel trusts in God. He is their help and their shield. Beis Aaron B'Tchu B'Hashem, the house of Aaron, the Kohanim, trust in God. Ezram U'Maginam Hu. He is their help and their shield. Yirei Hashem B'Tchu B'Hashem Ezram U'Maginam Hu. Who is the Yirei Hashem? You already mentioned the Yisrael, so we're talking about all the nation of Israel. Then you mentioned the elite group of the Kohanim. Hashem said they were elite. We're not saying they're elite. They have a special chashivas. So who is the Yirei Hashem? Everybody. Every person could be a Yirei Shemayim. Everyone who wants to have fear of God, Bitchu B'Hashem, it ties in exactly to this piece in the Sefer Faith Over Fear, because he's specifically talking about the bracha of L'chol habotchim b'shimcha b'emes. So what do we say? Yirei Hashem b'tchu b'Hashem. You don't need to be from the house of Aaron. You don't have to be the prestigious in Israel. Any pashut yid who wants to be a Yirei Hashem b'tchu b'Hashem, you want to be tachan in Hashem, it's for you too. It's for every simple Jew. Then Ezra Mumaginim who? He will be your help. He will be your shield. You don't need to be the God of... Oh, I closed the accent. You don't need to be the God of Hadar in order for Hashem to give you his shield and his protection. All you need to do is believe in him. Who do you need to be to believe in him? The most simple yid can access this tremendous Ezram Umaginamu, this Mishan Muvtach Letzadikim, as long as you tap into the Koach of Bitachon. Continuing in the Sefer, the Bracha implies an amazing lesson about Bitachon. Bitachon is not the sole province of the righteous, the pious, or even the learned. It's not the zakenim only. It's not the tzaddikim. It's not only the chassidim. Bitachon is sitting out in the open for anyone who wants to grab it. Anyone at any level can make himself a Baal Bitachon, no matter how ignorant or how unaffiliated he may be. I have met many people with precious little knowledge of Yiddishkeit and very weak observance of mitzvos. They possess astounding bitachon in God. It went around online for a little while, a year ago, 2 years ago, I don't know. Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg asked Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita, what is the difference between our generation and your parents' generation? And Rav Herschel Schachter said, quote, we certainly know more Torah than they do, but they had far more emunah than we have.
That's the people from the Holocaust, the simple
emunah. The previous generations had an unbelievable level of emunah. The women weren't educated. There was no such thing. Sarah Schneer was like a revolutionary. In the beginning, there were those who did not agree with her mahalach. But their level of emunah was tremendous. And you still have those today. Listen to this. We have those who possess astounding bitachon in God. I can't tell you how shocked I am by it. Sometimes I get into a taxi in Israel. I start schmoozing with the driver. Wherever I go, I make a point to speak with people. It's my entertainment. I begin with my tentative Ivrit, and he responds in rapid-fire Ivrit. Often I find his speech is saturated with genuine emunah and bitachon, faith and trust. What will be with the peace process? I say, what should we do with the Golan Heights? Oy Hashem Yishmer, Hashem Yazar. What do you mean, says the taxi driver, Hashem Yazar? Do you know what that means? You're a from Yid, you daven 3 times a day. I can't even always tell if he's Shomer Shabbos or not, the taxi driver. But these taxi drivers live with a trust in God, and they mean it. Bitachon is an open world for anyone who wants it. Who can trust in Hashem? Beis Yisrael, Beis Aaron, Yirei Hashem. I remember a few years ago, I told you at the time, it goes back a number of years ago. I think it was the summer of 2019, 3.5 years ago already. We were in Eretz Yisrael. My husband was taking the first few days. My husband always goes to Nate's by the Kotel because we're jet lagged, or I don't know if he makes himself jet lagged, Baruch Hashem, so he could go to Nate's by the Kotel the first few days, Baruch Hashem. So he was taking a cab from where we were staying, and it was still dark outside, and he was talking to the taxi driver, and he said to the taxi driver, when do you drive your route? So he says he drives the night route. So my husband said, don't you find there's more business during the day? And he said the taxi driver did not look like a Shomer Torah mitzvah yet. He says, Habibi, you think it makes a difference to God when I drive my route? When Hashem wants me to send the parnasa, he'll send me the parnasa. True story. This next one I didn't tell over anywhere yet, so I'm telling it over now. My husband was just in Eretz Yisrael for not Simcha Duk time. Unfortunately, he had to go be Menachem Avel. He was there during the Sarsim Teshuvah. Shabbat Shuvah, he was there for 3 days. Unfortunately, a first cousin who was very close to us, Nifteris, very young, she left a large family. 7 children. So he went to be Menachem Aval. He was there for 3 days. So he said, when he was going back to the airport, Sunday evening, he went to see his aunt. His uncle was also just Nifter. Baruch Hashem, he was much older than his cousin. So he went to be Menachem Aval's aunt. And in the car on the way back, he was taking from Kiryat Sefer, which is a very Haredi neighborhood. He called a cab, and the cab driver came. He said the cab driver was not from, or I shouldn't, the way we define from, he wasn't using a label, okay? I don't know if it was the music, the appearance, the lack of head covering, whatever. So the cab driver popped the trunk, you know, in Israel, the cabbies. He pops the trunk, true story. My husband's leaving his aunt's house in Kiryat Sefer to go back to Ben Gurion to fly back to America. So the cab driver pops the trunk, and my husband goes to throw in his suitcase, and the cab driver starts screaming at him. You know, my husband says, "Whoa, what's wrong? He says, my tefillin, don't throw in your suitcase. My husband said he did not know. It's a true story. My husband said the guy did not look dirty at all from outward appearance. This all ties into the fact that, could you imagine this girl, his mother converted to Christianity, she married a guy, they go to church, and she sends her daughter to Chabad. What does it tell you about this cab driver, according to outward appearance, did not look to be the tea at all? You start screaming at my husband. As you know, they could, like, scream at you. So my husband didn't know what the problem was. He says, don't throw it in, my tefillin. V'sein sachar tov l'chol ha-bodchim b'shimcha b'emes. Who should God murmur to? Yes, the tzaddikim. Yes, the chassidim. Yes, the zakenim. Yes, the sovrim. Yes, the gerim. Yehamu rachamecha. We're crying. Like the baby, we're soiled in Galus. We're so soiled. Who am I to judge that woman? Why do I know what nisyono she had in life? Why do I know what turned her up? How do I know? I can't judge anybody. Galus is so hard. We're crying like the soiled baby is waiting for his mother. And when she comes in, the baby stops crying. What? The baby doesn't understand what she's saying. She could be the most brilliant physicist in the whole world. He doesn't care. But she's murmuring, and it comforts him. And that's what we ask Hashem to do to us. And then we say, V'sein sachar tov v'chol b'tchim b'shimcha be'emes. Who is that talking about? You already mentioned all the exalted categories of unbelievable Torah Dik Yidin. Who are you talking about? Anybody. This mother, I can't imagine the zchuyos that she has for saving her daughter's neshama. She mamish saved her daughter. The girl looks like a Beis Yaakov girl. I'm not joking. The taxi driver screaming at my husband, don't put it in there. My tefillin. It wasn't just like a person who puts on tefillin at all. What do you mean, Hashem Yazar? Do you know what that means? You're from Yid. You daven three times a day. I can't even tell if you show Meshavas that taxi driver, but that taxi driver lives with trust in God, and they mean it. Because Bitachon is an open world. The altar of Nevardak said, adapted for modern idiom, parentheses, Bitachon is like a bowl of icing. When your mother makes a chocolate cake and she asks you to pass with a bowl of icing, it's a fait accompli. Fait accompli, how am I saying it? Probably wrong. A given. That in the process, you sneak your pinky in for a scoop. It's almost a universal law. He who handles a pot of icing must take a lick. Why? Because it's so zis, it's so sweet, it's so geschmack. It's waiting to be licked and poked and nicked. Bitachon is the same way. You cannot speak about it or contemplate it without wanting to stick your pinky in. Just try it. That beckons to all who partake. The essential goodness of living a life of bitachon. And you can only live a life of bitachon, I'm trying exactly to the sefer, when you remove your eye. As long as my eye is dominant, Anochi, says the Kotzker, Omeid, Devarim hey, not hey bees. Anochi Omeid ben Hashem b'neichem b'eisehi, lagidecham es Dvar Hashem. If you want to hear Dvar Hashem in your life, if you want to know the word of God in life, there's only one impediment. It's the Anochi. When you remove your eye, you could start to hear more loudly the Neshama. Who's the Neshama? What is the Neshama? The Ribbono Shel Olam and His will. To be talking beckons to all of us to partake. Its essential goodness is just irresistible. With its wafting promises of serenity and closeness to God. And that is, think about this when you... I daven, you know, since that trip to Israel, I daven Arvis, so I still have to daven Marv tonight. And if the next tefillah you're going to be davening a Shachris, gives a lot of meaning to this bracha. What are we asking for? What's Yehemu Narach HaMecha? And who is the Chol HaBodchim B'Shimcha V'Emes? Who could tap into the Koach of Bitachon? V'Simcha Kenu Imahem Lo'olam Lo Nevosh Ki B'Cha B'Tachnu Baruch Ata Hashem Mishan U'V'Tach L'Tzadikim. Everybody can be included in the category of Tzadikim. Even the most simple yid could be included in the category of the tzaddik when he puts his face, Yisrael batach ba'Hashem, Ezram u'maginam hu. Thank you so much to Shari. I don't know who that man was, but he was like Eliyahu Navi. Thank you.
He's the president.
Mr. Melman.
He's the president of
Shari. He's the
president of
Shari. Oh, thank you so much to the president of Shari for saving us and finding us a space like Eliyahu Hanavi. And this year should be Zchus Aliyah and Zechira Latova for the Neshama of Miriam from Miriam Baschaim Yitzchak Allah Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem, we continue next week. I wish everybody a Chodesh Tov. Again, Chodesh. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov and Laila Tov.
We call.